Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
UNC basketball is getting an oddly low-key start to the season. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Juba Davis's first Tar Heel team is working out in small groups, according to NCAA rules, and will begin full practices on September 28. That's a lot earlier than the old October 15 date, and it varies among schools based on when they start playing games. Junior Armando Baycott and sophomore R.J. Davis began a weekly round of Zoom calls on Wednesday, and although it seemed like Carolina basketball in most ways, there are some differences, particularly with the revamped roster that will employ a different style of play. Baycott used the terms 5-out and 4-out and 1-in, which were never part of Roy Williams' public coaching vocabulary. The first means having 5 men on the court who can all play outside the three-point line, creating driving lanes to the basket and capable of making jump shots. The other is a version of the 4-around-1 offense that Duke has used for much of Mike Krzyzewski's 41 years, one player who starts a possession at the high or low post and 4 teammates outside who feed the big man, screen, and cut off him. Baycott said this is a product of having fifth-year grad student Brady Manick and sophomore transfer Darson Garcia joining the front court. Manick, a three-point marksman at Oklahoma, and Garcia from Marquette are inside-outside players whom Davis wants to spread the floor, drive to the basket, and take open shots when there. Junior transfer forward Justin McCoy from Virginia can also score, but is potentially the best defender on the team after having played 2 seasons for demanding fundamentalist coach Tony Bennett. R.J. Davis said he and fellow soph Caleb Love have worked over the summer to improve their shooting and cut down on team-leading turnovers. In 2021, starters Leaky Black and Curran Walton, sophomore Anthony Harris, and freshman wing players DeMarco Dunn and Dontrez Styles will provide depth and backcourt options. The Tar Heels will be picked in the top half of the ACC, but will be rare unknowns until they take the court and show us what they have. This is Archansky. See ya.